Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Big D.
Chris Chadwick live right here, Tupelo, Mississippi. We here at Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel tonight. We are going to walk around this huge event. 100 teams right here. I mean, there are cookers everywhere. Smoke's rolling. The electricity is in the air. We are ready to have a big time. Stay up all night. We've got banners flying, flags flying, lights burning. I'm telling you, we've been slinging chicken, making salsa, cooking shrimp tonight already. It's going down live right here at Tupelo, Mississippi. We're going to go cover a few teams and just see what is going on. We've got to talk to several of our friends around here. And I tell you what, this is a lot of excitement. The weather is beautiful. It's a little windy earlier, but I'm telling you, it's real nice right now, and we're ready to rock it out. We've got you covering the board tonight. Daryl Mast in the house covering the board for us live. Big D, you with us now, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm with you, and I'm all excited down there at a Big Cop in Tupelo, Mississippi with the Let the Smoke Roll crew. What's going on down there tonight?
Man, we're just having a big time. I'm eating a big old bite of chip salsa right now with my friends, Dwayne Byer, right here at Smoking and Turning. Big KCBS team, TBA team. Ready to cook it up and have a big time. Dwayne, you want to give everybody a shout-out real quick? Come on, Dwayne. Here he is.
All right, we're here at the Tupelo Don't Be Cruel Duel. Chris running around here tonight, having a good time. Just had a good old barbecued pizza a few minutes ago. Well, we can't let out all the secrets. Come on down and join us down here tonight. Let me get you back to Chris.
Enjoyed that. That was good, too. Thank you, Big D. All right, we're going to walk around. We're going to check out some guys. You know, Southern Crunks in the house. We've got to get them Wildcats on. We got a lot of people. We got a lot of people here, and it's just really crazy. Everybody eating. I don't know what they're eating, but they're eating canned up tonight. We're going to got Casey live with us right here, Tennessee River Parker. We're going to get him on in a minute, too. Goob's in the house. He's over here in the back corner. Let's see if we can go get Goob to give us a shout-out. We're going to go through these aisles. I mean, it's just like a big NASCAR event. We've got cookers to the left, cookers to the right. I mean, it's pretty wild. Wish you were here.
I wish I was, too, man. I know it's going to be fun out there tonight.
Well, I tell you what, we've been humping it. We're back here in the back. Turn in for all the ancillary categories is in the very front of the show, and I mean, it's a long walk, especially for a big old fat boy like me.
Hey, now, they got the courthouse to the left from where you were that time. I was out there, and then it's straight down. They got that great big old place down there full of teams. Is that place still there full of teams?
Well, you know, when they pull us in, when we come into Tupelo, we go to the visitor center. When we pull into the visitor center, we go check in. And they give us a police escort. Now, they're in front of us, not behind us. They're in front of us. And they give us a police escort and roll us through town, stop all the traffic, roll us through like dignitaries, and bring us in through the rear of the complex. And, I mean, when you pull in, you've got teams to the left, teams to the right, and two blocks down, full of teams. And then you've got live bands, all kind of vendors. I mean, it's huge. Right here in the center, which is in the center of all the activity, is the huge courthouse. And you know how that is.
Mm-hmm. Don't be cruel, so, barbecue dude.
We got it going on. They all don't be cruel. And let me see if Goob's over here, the killer himself. Goob, are you in the house? Come here and holler Big D for a minute. We got Goob in the house. Haven't got to see him since I've been here, but here he is. He's live with us, large and in charge.
What's going on, Big D?
Hey, how we doing, man? Down there doing the duel again this weekend?
We're there, brother. Same spot that we were three years ago. Me and Miss Lisa here got old Mo back in here at having a big night. It's beautiful down here right now.
That's what he said. The weather's really straightened up, and y'all ready to rock.
Oh yeah, man. I love starting my season here. These guys, just top notch. The hospitality is unreal. How they do it, and I can't say enough about the people, Beverly, Leslie, and stuff. It starts every year at 12 months. Put this thing on, and I know they do. And they come by. They're hollering at you all the time. The hospitality, police escort into town. I would tell anybody out there, they're anywhere around here, they ought to try to come down here and do this cook, and they definitely need to, if they're within 100 or so, 200 miles, they need to come down here tomorrow for the awards and judging and everything. So, they're doing a great job tonight.
Well, Goob, now, when the cops pulled down in front of you and said they wanted to escort you in, did you get nervous at all?
Now, do what now?
Them cops, they pulled in to escort you in, cops getting that close.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Now, hang on now.
I had to throw that in it.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like y'all having a big time out there.
We are, and I'm excited about you coming and helping us out here in a couple of weeks. That's going to be a big event, too. That's nothing like Tupelo, but we're going to grow. We're going to start and get growing with it.
We're talking about the Championship of Champions in the Tennessee Barbecue Association.
That's right. You talk to these guys down here, and they know they started off this rig here about 4 years ago, when I'm wanting to say they had like 24, 25, 18 some teams here. And the next year, they went to 76, because that was my first year here. And then the next year, there was 100, and this year, there's 100. And people, the municipals and people that don't understand, people that's out, listening to us tonight or any broadcast or watching TV or something, they don't understand until they come out here and see what's going on, how it can help your community. And how big it is, and how big it's grown, and it's awesome opportunity for communities and stuff to get involved and get back to their community, get them out here, show them some stuff, let them eat some good barbecue, meet the people. These people out here, they're great. Everybody out here, they're the hospitality and stuff. Every cooker here will shake your hand, show you his cooker, brag about how he welded it or their season and stuff. That's what it's about,
It is, and that's one thing Tennessee Barbecue Association stands for, is good integrity, helping out communities, helping out charities. And I know you guys have done a lot of events for free, and you've really reached out with a helping hand and some people who couldn't even pay for an event, but you helped and you did it anyway. And so you got your heart in the right place with what you're doing up there.
Yeah. Well, Chris and I, we cook and done comps and stuff, and he's seen where there was things that could be tweaked, could be better. We seen, sitting on the backside, we weren't the Rotary Club, or we weren't the mayor, or we went to JC, we were sitting on the backside looking back and listening to the competitors saying, I wish we had this, I wish we could have this, I wish we could do this. And we just kind of looked at that, and I thought, these guys need a mouthpiece. Of course, we've got one from Mr. Chadwick, and we need a – hey, they got one here with old Goob, too, I guess.
Are you trying to say Chris got a big mouth? Is that what you just said?
No, I didn't say that now. But what I was trying to get to, Daryl, I seen the need that these people – we're coming out and spending their money, and there's a lot of money that's spent in the community like this right now. And it seemed the need that they needed some kind of mouthpiece or some kind of representation and
right.
Do some scoring.
Absolutely.
Right, and kind of get it to where it needs to be. And that was our ideal. And, we've kind of just pushed forward with it, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. I can't wait to get down and bring BSBN, the Barbecue Superstar Sports Network, in there to the TBA. And the big thing about BSBN coming in is We're going to be there for the big championship of champions, the TBA World Championship, that kind of ends your season from last year and starts the new season off. And we're excited about being in the house while that's going on.
Right. Well, they're kind of looked at it like this. And like I said, Chris and I, we talk all the time and stuff, and we just try to put stuff together. You know, I kind of looked at it like NASCAR or something like that. You get down to the end of the season, and now we wanted everybody to have an opportunity to qualify for our championship. We didn't want to leave anybody. And we had a local Rotary Club, or not a local Rotary Club, it was about 100 miles from my homecoming. So, man, we want to put on another barbecue competition. That's why, you know, if we're running out of time here, it's going to get late and everything. And I said, the only thing, and I was almost like, the guys from Clifton are going to call me and say, I didn't know you were trying to do that. We wouldn't do that. I was almost trying to put them off a little bit. November the 16th, they said, come on. You know, so we waited up there and had a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And that just don't happen a whole lot. And so I thought, man, we can't put there's no time left to put a championship on. I said, well, we'll do like NASCAR. Let's take it to the spring and let everybody start off with a championship. And so all right, hey, I've got to go here. We got to get some meat on, get the big meat coming and everything. So I'm going to turn you back over here to Chris, and he's got some other people. I look at him right now. He's got some people lined up on the top.
All right. Thanks a lot, dude.
Daryl, go ahead. I just wanted to say right quick that I appreciate you and appreciate the things that you've done with the Tennessee Barbecue Association. And Chris and I, I need to give you a duh hug. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. We're going to do a lot more. We're just at the starting line. And it's going to be a lot more. Tennessee Barbecue Association is going to go a long way.
Here's Chris.
All right. We had Coop live with us. You know, we're going to walk around. We got a lot of ground to cover in a short time to get there, like Smokey and the Bandit. But this is a hog in the Bandit. We rolling.
Rolling, rolling.
Well, you know, we have a great time. Let me get Steve over here from Whole Lot of Hog right here out of Mississippi, Tupelo. Steve, come over here and give a big shout-out to everybody. And it's Barbecue Superstar Land. We've got Daryl Mast right here hosting the show tonight. We'd love to tell everybody who we got live with us.
Get in there, look. Hey, Daryl.
Hey. Steve
with Whole Lot of Hog. We're down here live at the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel in Tupelo. Yeah.
What's going on, Steve? Sound like you're having a big time tonight.
Yeah, we're having a big time down here.
Well, have you looked down Championship Row and decided whether your chances are good or bad for the weekend?
Hey, there's 100 teams here, and some of the biggest teams in the country are here, so we're going to get in there and see what we can do.
I heard that. Now you got your boxes ready and you got your boxes right and you got all your stuff together?
We got it ready, brother. Yep, we're just waiting on the time now.
That sounds like a winner out there.
Yeah, we're going to fire it up about midnight.
So what you going on at midnight? You going to put your butts on and your brisket or which one?
Yeah, we're going to fire up at midnight. We're going to put up butts and brisket on about 2 o'clock.
What time you going to put on your, 2 o'clock. So what time you going with your ribs then?
We'll probably put the ribs on about 7.
Okay. And then chicken you can put on last?
Oh, yeah. Probably do put the chicken on about 9:30.
Well, got to fire it up and roll it out.
That's right.
Build the boxes up now. You know, I forget how much presentation is on your score, but it's an important part of it.
Right, right. Yeah, we've been working on a presentation all winter, and so we're going to see if tomorrow is the day that we find out whether all the work is paid off or not.
How many contests have you done in the last while?
We're just a small team, so this is the first one we've done this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we sort of have to start
line anyway. 5 or 6, 8, maybe.
Well, that's plenty. That's good. Where else do you compete usually? Around Mississippi or around the area?
Yeah, we try to stay pretty local to Mississippi. Man, we might would go to Tennessee or maybe Alabama, but we might would go to Tennessee.
Well,
I hear there's some guys up there trying to start some new contests or something up there around the Tennessee area. I don't know.
You ain't going to drink any of that Coors Light water later, are you?
We got a case of that Coors Light in the refrigerator right now. Yeah, yeah. What about the silver bullet, baby? Yeah.
Hey, you ain't got any apple pie or any of that stuff around, have you?
I haven't seen any yet, but can't never tell what might happen before midnight.
Well.
You ought to be here. Where are you at? How come you're not down here?
I'm down in the. I'm up in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and I just got done with the national. National Barbecue Association, and friend, I got 18 classes to edit, put up. I got 4 of them done, so I got a little work ahead of me. I'm the person who shoots all the video for the National Barbecue Association conference. I just came back from San Marcos, Texas.
Oh yeah, yeah. The one of the guys that got the 180 and brisket out there, he's here this weekend.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Killer Hogs.
Killer Hogs. Oh no, yeah.
Yeah.
He won that. He won that 2 years ago.
Yeah. He won this contest year before last.
Yeah, you better watch out. That boy, he put something on you right there.
Yeah, he's ready now.
He's got a website called How to Barbecue Right. His name is Malcolm Reed.
Pretty awesome.
I went up and asked him at the National Barbecue Association. I said, Malcolm, how do you barbecue right? And he said, well, you just got to make sure you're not doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I love Malcolm Reed. He was barbecue superstar. He's barbecue superstar person of the year 2 years ago, too. He's a hell of a cook.
Yeah, he's a good guy, too.
He is.
All right, Daryl, well, y'all have a big big old barbecue superstar. Hell yeah.
Tupelo, Mississippi. All right. That sounds like a big one right there. Tupelo, Mississippi. Hell yeah.
See, Big D, that's what it's all about. I mean, we can go from just tent to tent to tent to tent, and I'm telling you, just a lot of great people right here. I mean, that's what barbecue's all about. We got to give a big shout-out to another team right here, Paris, Tennessee, Ash Kickers. We got Chris Martin in the house, Mon, and we got them all. We got them all here, Ash Kickers, live with us. They're going to be there live in Paris, Tennessee, 2 weeks from now. The championship of champions, they're going to be in the house, but we got to holler. We got to give them a shout-out. The hell, they're all running away. I don't know what they're doing. Mon is a spokesman. Chris, give everybody a shout-out.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Can't you tell the love in the air? Oh, mercy. We're going to give it up to Monty right here. Let Monty say a big shout out. And he's going to be live with us. You're going to be interviewing these guys live on live Q Superstars BSPN Network in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Chris. Hey, all I need to say is need to get on down to Tupelo. It's going on down here. This is a really super organized cook-off. I mean, these people are giving me a hard time. I can't talk here. But anyway, it's really the organizers of this event are just it's unbelievable how smooth things run. I mean, they may have kinks somewhere, but you just don't see them. So anytime you get a chance to come to Tupelo, get on down here. It's great. And as Chris said, here in 2 weeks, it's going to be at Paris, Tennessee, our hometown. So we're going to be trying to get in on the Tennessee Barbecue Association state championship. So we're hoping to make a good showing there and maybe make a walk I'm gonna put a plug in for our next big thing. Hey, why 2-3 weeks after the cook-off at Paris, there's the world's biggest fish fry. Don't forget the world's biggest fish fry. It's always the last full week of April. We're going to be cooking about 10,000 pounds of good old catfish and all the fixings. We've got pro rodeos going on. We've got parades. And like I said, it's the last full week of April.
You talking about 10,000 pounds of fish?
10,000 pounds. That's right. And these are all fillets now. In the years past, we've done catfish steaks, and of course that was great. But we actually put it to a vote, let everybody fill out a little questionnaire one year to see if they wanted to change over from steaks to fillets. And so now we're doing fillets. So it's not quite as traditional as it used to be, but it's still a whole lot of fish.
Man, that's a lot of fish.
Absolutely.
Well, are you going to be at the Championship of Champions up in Paris, Tennessee?
We are. We have. I don't remember where we qualified, but we qualified at some PBA cook-off, and so we will definitely be set up there ready to try to see if we can come out on top, maybe.
Now, I know
everybody's wish.
There's going to be 30 or 40 teams there, but they all had to qualify, so it's like a championship of champions. It's going to be a tough battle all the way down the wire, isn't it?
Right. I think we've got two, three local teams from Paris that's actually qualified. So we're for the championship being going on in our hometown, you know, it's pretty good to have some three local teams that have qualified, and we're all looking forward to being there. And we've got a nice facility at the Inter-County Fairgrounds there in Paris. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. Keith, Chris, everybody that's been helping keeping that thing going and putting it on. We really appreciate them giving us the opportunity to get out there and cook.
Man, I'm excited too. We're gonna be bringing BSBN Barbecue Superstars Sports Network down there in the house, and we're gonna be interviewing the teams and shooting it all live. We're gonna have the awards online. The Tennessee Barbecue Association champion will be crowned that night out here in Paris, Tennessee. We're all excited about it.
I'm gonna get a haircut, so maybe we're the ones that can wear the crown when we leave there.
You know what the categories will be up there in Paris?
I think we're going the same categories as here, I believe. I think we're doing brisket, butts, ribs, ribs and chicken. Yeah, I think same as the KCB. So I don't know if they're doing. I'm not sure everything else that's going to be going on. I know there's a banquet for all the teams on Friday night that everybody will be able to come out. And there's actually going to be a fish dinner there for all the teams to have on Friday night.
Wow.
So that'll be followed in give a little temptation of what's yet to come with the fish fry in a few weeks after that.
Now, let all your family and friends know that it will be broadcast live on bbqsuperstars.com. If they go to their computer and pull up BBQ Superstars, they can go directly to that contest in Paris and watch it live in action. And I wanted to put that out. If you can tell some of the other teams and the people up there, they can watch it all live. We're going to have live television on site.
All right, well, I'm going to let Chris get back on here. He's looking like he's wanting to keep on trucking around here. There's a whole lot of ground to cover up here at Tupelo, or down here at Tupelo from where we came from. So y'all are just getting started. So like I said, come on to Paris and come on to Tupelo. A lot of good cooking going on.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming on.
All right, Big D. I got to cover some ground. I mean, we got 97 more teams to interview. What are we going to do?
We got plenty of time. Go ahead.
Well, I'm having to hump all this and cover all the ground. I mean, we hadn't even covered. It's a big area to cover. We got music going on over here. We got some crunky boys. I don't know. They're not around. We'll see if I can find these guys. You ever heard of Southern Crunk Barbecue Society?
Yeah, they just won first place with ribs at the Jack Daniels.
First place ribs at the Jack Daniels World Championship. They're not,
absolutely.
I don't know, they're out crunking. I
can't find them?
Well, no, I'll find them. He was looking for me earlier, but I'll find them. I think we got Fraz around here somewhere. We got to get Fraz on here for a minute. You know Troy Fraz, Fraz a Rat, choking in the smoke. We got him up on top of the hill. And you know what? You're missing a really good time. I mean, we got a lot of great guys up here tonight. And
I know. It's a big contest.
We are having a big time. Give me a minute, and we'll get Fraz fired up around here. Let's see if we can find somebody around here. There's a man. What's going on, Fraz? We're going to take a little dose. I want you to talk to Daryl Mass right now. Yeah, we live with Barbecue Superstars, BSCN in the house.
What's up?
No.
What's going on?
Hey, Big D. Is this Big D?
Yeah, man. Hey, I got a Norris cooler of yours, man.
You have no idea what we're doing right now.
We are sampling
flavors. I just want to know, is peach cobbler, cherry pie, or apple pie, which one do you prefer?
Well, really, I'm like a 16-ounce glass of each, and I'll be by there in about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Apple cobbler.
You just got to remember, moderation. You can't drink them quick. You got to remember what I told you about them pint boys. You got to slow down on them. You know, because if you don't slow down, I'm going to be a big old, hell yeah, yeah, what it'll be. Yeah.
Where's the Saturday
at? The 99.9 down here in Tupelo, Mississippi, the Fox, has got Big Hair Friday Night going on down here. So we got metal bands, and I know our man here that loves wrestling as much as he does, he's got to love the Big Hair bands. Yeah,
Fraz, man, I wish I was out there with you, man.
Shoot, I do too, brother. I wish you was here. I tell you, man, I hadn't seen you since the Jack, so it'd be nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Well, Chad was trying to get me to come over to Paris, but I don't know about him, man. I mean, he's got this love affair going on that kind of scares me.
Hey, you got that new wing.
I'm going to tell you what. I can't even cook in it, man. I mean, I didn't qualify. I finished sixth in the state that I cooked. So I didn't make the qualify. But Don, that sleek and sexy, super slick black 84 Lane, I mean, she just put out some of the most amazing shrimp and chicken wings. I had this black dude come up to me while I go and ate one of my chicken wings, and he said, you know, he said, I would buy those right there if you'd sell them. And I was like, I can't do it, man. I got to turn them in. They was a bomb. Boy, they was a bomb. Ain't no doubt.
Well, you make more money on prize money if you win it.
Oh, yeah. All I can say is, baby, is choking in the smoke. In Tupelo, Mississippi, the Don't Be Cruel Duel is looking to walk the coals. We want to walk the coals is what we want to do. Last name called last.
My goodness. Can you imagine getting that last call in Tupelo with that lineup out there?
Well, I mean, I at least I got one here that I don't have to worry about. I mean, I got Chadwick here that I know that I'm kicking his ass.
Yeah.
He is all stressed out and everything else. I mean, it's killing him right now. I mean, I watched him cutting chicken up earlier, and he's like, "Man, I'm scared. I'm gonna cut my finger."
Well, he's just in a contest in Tennessee where he wins the ball.
It's all up there in that corner, you know, where all they do is give the finger. I ain't decided who they're pointing at yet.
There we go.
They pointed at somebody, but I don't know who. But, you know, this is the real deal down here. This is 97 teams with probably, I'm going to say, at least 30 of the top teams in the nation is here. And probably the number one team in the nation, it's not really in the stats, but in everybody's heart and all the love. And everybody that loves to have a good time is choking in the smoke.
Oh,
that is a team that everybody loves.
Now, I was waiting for you to say yourself, but it's you.
Yeah, you got to love choking in the smoke. And, you know, I've had a lot of dilemma. I've almost started to change my team name. My wife talked me out of it, but I was going to change the team name, and I'm still throwing it. No, I can't do that. I can't release it. Somebody will still get it. It's still open. Ain't nobody got it. But I may be cooking under an alias here for long.
Got to come to an alias.
Yep, going to do the alias. You know, got to hide out a little bit. Got to hide out a little bit. No doubt.
Give us a clue.
I'm just going to say it has something to do with Dawn. Has something to do with Dawn. Yep. Hey, look here. Big D, I'm going to turn you over to David here, a buddy of mine out of Nashville here from the Opry Backstage Grillers out of Nashville, Tennessee, which, you know, Nashville is like one of the most fast-paced growing cities in the United States right now. It's where everybody wants to be is in Nashville, Tennessee. So I got a buddy of mine here that's cooking. I'm going to put him on a little bit and give him a little airtime here, all right? Here you go, Big D.
All right.
Hey, what's going on, partner?
What's going on? Who we got here?
Oh, not a whole lot, man. This is Jason Carty. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, representing the Opry Backstage Grillers. It's our third year we're doing this Tupelo event, but we're in Nashville. We're based all on the Grand Ole Opry. Have a barbecue cooking team. And it's just blowing up, man. It's getting bigger and bigger every year. Especially this event here in Tupelo. So it's a great time, great event. We're going to see what we can do here. But I know you know Fraz, I know you know everybody else, but it's something to get into for sure. So,
well, what you fired up about this weekend? How you feel about what's going on?
Yeah, well, shoot, man, we ain't fired nothing up yet. Where are you coming from? Where are you at now right now?
I'm in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Okay, Spartanburg. Okay, good deal. Good deal. Greenville. I got a lot of family from Greenville. I cook on a Lang smoker, so you're probably familiar with that. That's all them folks down in that part of the country, they cook on them Langs, man. So
what size Lang have you got?
I got a 108.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Man. Now,
yeah, I got the...
You ever filled it up before?
I have not, man. I put one hog on that thing, and I had room for three more, to be honest with you. Man, I talked about all kinds of room. What's that?
What made you buy one that big, just so you know you're covered and you have whatever you need?
No, because I run a restaurant in Nashville. We have a 170-seat restaurant. It's all barbecue, southern food. We cook all of our own barbecue right there on that Lang smoker every day. So, I mean, we need one that big because we do. We'll do pork butts one day. We'll do brisket the next day. We'll do ribs the third day, and then we just keep rotating. That way that barbecue's always fresh, always hot, you know, always good to go. But you're talking about
Have you ever heard of the National Barbecue Association?
Yes.
Okay. We just got done with the conference like this past weekend, and I want to invite you to join because really it's about restaurants. That's 90% of what they do, and
that's awesome.
They have 18 or 20 classes, and it's all about the management and the process of running a barbecue restaurant. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it's all about it.
Yeah, hold on here. Well, let me give you some contact information if you have the moment.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. My email address is jcarty, C-A-R-T-Y, at gaylordhotels.com. That's G-A-Y-L-O-R-D.
Oh, my God. Gaylord?
Yeah, yeah.
Gaylord, them nice, big, massive places. You're connected with them?
Yes, sir. I'm the executive chef of the Opry Backstage Grill. It's a part of the Gaylord Hotels brand, so.
Holy camoly. Gaylord's down in Dallas, too, right?
Yeah, Dallas, Washington, D.C., and Orlando, Florida.
Holy shit. Well, let me back up a little bit. Kudos
okay.
to you. Hell yeah. I didn't realize who you were, man.
Yeah, man.
What kind of volume are you doing through there? I mean, you cook a lot of meals every day, don't you?
Yes, sir, we do. On Friday, Saturday nights, we'll do about 100 covers for lunch to 200 covers for lunch and anywhere from 300 to 500 for dinner. So we are very busy. I mean, it's pumping. So there are days that we're pulling meat right off that smoker and just running into the restaurant and getting it pulled, getting it ready to go, slicing that brisket right to order. I mean, it's nuts. It's hard to keep up with, to be honest with you.
Wow, now. Somebody as big as Gaylord is using a Lang. That's really a testament. How did you come about?
Yeah.
How did you come about deciding on that?
Well, we looked at all the different smokers we had. We had to pick one that had the most efficiency, but also we wanted to do an old school style barbecue. So we wanted, you know, a stick burning offset smoker that we had to pay attention to. That way, we could speak to it to our guests and let them know that we're actually putting a lot of work into this meat. Not like an old hickory or anything else. You can just set the dial and be done with it. And we have it right out in our parking lot, right in front of the restaurant. So when people pull up, they see us out there working on it. Yes, sir.
Man,
yes,
well,
sir.
I was checking on Dallas Cowboy tailgate, and I ran across the Gaylord out there, and it looked like a castle. You know, it looked like it was 1,000 foot by 1,000 foot. And is yours as big as the one in Dallas?
We're actually, the hotel that I'm in, we're actually across the street from the one that's in Nashville. We're across the street from it. The one in Nashville, though, it's 3,880 rooms. It's three
Woo!
Times bigger than the one in Dallas. Yeah, it's humongous.
Holy man.
Yeah, man, it's the real deal. It's huge. But we're a part of that. We take all the overflow. We take everything else. We're right next to a Cracker Barrel and a Shoney's, so. Our restaurant is perfect because we're a barbecue, the Southern, you know, a better price point that we can compete with people like that. So we're not a huge hotel. The actual hotel that the restaurant is in is only 300 rooms. But still, you know, we're right in the middle of everything. So it's a big deal.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, the quality of food you're putting out, you'll pull a lot of them people out of that big Gaylord across the street right into your hotel because – when that smoke starts rolling now, that Lang, man, they go nuts over it.
Oh, yeah. That happens every day, man. It's nonstop. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. But,
well, I just want to encourage you, www.nbbqa, National Barbecue Association. If you go to their website now, I'm going to put up all 20 classes. I filmed them all. I'm editing them. That's why I'm not there is because I'm filling up their library. And
gotcha.
But some of the best in the business, Famous Dave, you know, he's worth $550 million. And then you got Mike Mills, who Mike Mills has got 7 restaurants, but they're all mega millionaire restaurants. And they're all there. We'd love to have you. Maybe you could teach a class or get involved where you could teach us a few things because it sounds like you got a big operation going.
Oh, I would love to. I'd definitely love to. And, again, what was your name?
My name is Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, Mast, M-E-S-T. And everything I do is BBQ Superstars.
BBQ
Superstars at Gmail, Barbecue Superstars at Gmail, BarbecueSuperstars.com. If you go to BarbecueSuperstars.com, you'll find everything out about me. And I'd love to bring in and introduce the president. Linda Orris is the new president, and I'd love to introduce you to her and get you involved.
You get over here.
Gotcha, man. I would love to do that. You got my email address. I've got your information, so I'm going to look you up. If you could you shoot me an email just so I have all your contacts? Yeah, please do that.
Okay,
and,
I'll do it.
Yeah, I haven't been able to write anything down. I got a pretty good memory, but I want to make sure that I got your contact.
I'll get your team down.
So, okay. Hey, here's Fraz. He's right here. He wants to holler at you. It's been a pleasure talking to you, man. For
you too,
sure.
Come on.
I know. He was stroking it awful hard. He don't know the situation. I mean, let him calm down a little bit. I mean, just freaked him out because he has no idea what he just stepped into when I handed him that phone. No idea. I mean, no idea what I just gave to him. I said, look, man, talk. We didn't even tell him nothing, what, any kind of prelude or nothing. He fell into it raw, virgin. I'm talking popped his cherry. We popped his cherry right here on March the 14th in Tupelo, Mississippi. No doubt. Hey, we're fixing to pass you out to another barbecue brother here out of Russellville, Kentucky, Chris Greer with GQ Barbecue. This is GQ out of Russellville, Kentucky, not that GQ slab down there around Franklin, Tennessee and all we know about. This is GQ out of Tennessee. I mean, here's Chris Greer from GQ Barbecue. Hey, Darryl, how are you tonight, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Chris? What you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing something we all hate to do. I'm washing dishes.
Oh, Lord. You done cracked it. You done got started, huh?
Oh, yeah. Trying to clean up a little mess. Hoping the weather stays good.
Yeah, I hope it does, too. Are they calling for any kind of rain down in there?
Scattered showers. That's about it. We've had a few drops, nothing else. But it's kind of hanging out.
Tupelo and Memphis seem like they have crazy weather sometimes.
Yeah, it can. But, of course, in the South, if you don't like it, hang around a little while. It's going to change. So.
Well, you fired up about the cook this weekend?
Oh, yeah, ready to go, man. Got the meats all prepped up and just waiting to drop them in, hoping for the best.
Well, did you trim on site?
Yeah, got everything on site. No. Good to go, I hope.
Well, what time are you going to put your butts and your brisket on?
I'll probably light my cooker here in a little bit and go to bed, and I'll get up probably about 3 in the morning and throw my butts and my brisket in there, and I'll be good to go.
So you're going to go hot and fast, cook around 300 degrees?
Yep, I'm going to run hot and fast, about 300, and I'll probably, about 4.5 hours, I'll be done.
Now, what about, you got Wagyu, I guess, then?
Yes, I do. I'm using cooking a Wagyu.
I tell you, Wagyu's good, hot and fast. They really react good to that heat.
Yeah, I cooked one several years ago and swore I'd never do it again. Then last year at Decatur, I cooked the smaller one and finished better than I ever had with my brisket, so I figured, I'm coming to Tupelo. There's a lot of money at stake, and I'm gonna go with the best I can get.
Now, Butcher Barbecue said you can't cook them low and slow. You got to cook a Wagyu hot and fast. So you're right in the right vein of things.
Yeah, and I thought, I'm gonna go with a good brisket. I'm not gonna take a chance. And I cooked my last one. I did hot and fast, and it turned out really well. And, I was really pleased with it. I finished 20th out of 80 teams in Decatur with it. If I'd left it on another 30 minutes, I'd have been the money. When you overcook one, you're always paranoid you're going to do that again,
Yeah. Brisket's hell to get right. It'll tighten up, and then it'll loosen up too loose and get it right in the money. It's a hard thing to do.
Yes, it is, man. It'll drive you crazy trying to get it where you want it.
Yep.
So. Well, Darryl, I'm going to get back to my duties, buddy. It's been nice chatting with you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, bud.
All right, man. Thank you. All right, Big D, I'm back. We've got a lot of great guys around here.
What do you think, Chris? It's a big one out there, isn't it?
It is. It's a shame you're not here.
All right, we got to go, guys. Thanks, Chris. See y'all later. I'll come back and ride in a minute. All right, do that.
No, we're having a big time here. There's a Crunkies right there. I'm going to go up and paint him on my ass.
Hey, you know what he said at the American Royal, don't you? He
what
says if
say?
He plays tight in any category, he's going to jerk all his clothes off, walk around
well,
naked.
He's already said that now. I'm going to paint him on his butt and see what he does. I got him going.
All time.
I know it.
Everybody always grab my ass.
Yeah. We're here. Andy,
hey.
What's happening, brother? We got him here live. We're gonna talk to him. We are on the Redidio. We got Daryl Mack on the other end.
I'm naked right now.
He's naked right now. See,
oh,
he's got
I know it. He
being
had
naked.
Clothes off, ain't he?
I'm telling you, we got Andy here. We got Randy here. We got the Southern Crunk Boys live with us. And I'm just going to hand over the phone to Andy and then go to Randy. And we go, this is Daryl Mass. Welcome back to Tupelo.
Lord have mercy, Daryl. How are you, brother? We're rocking and rolling here.
Have you come back down to the ground? Have you come back down to the ground since winning first place at Riz at the Jack?
Man, I tell you what, just barely. You know, And the funny thing is that, you know, I've got a lot of friends of mine, and they're saying, hey, dude, what you, you know, have you got anything out of that? And I said, no, you know, I'm not that kind of person, you know, I'm just riding the wave right now. So, you know, I mean, it's a good time, and we're hoping to, you know, roll on back and get ready to roll again. And hopefully we get back up into Lynchburg and show them what it's all about. We changed some things up over the winter and you know, tried some of our pork and our chicken being kind of foul here lately, so we kicked them up a little bit. So,
well,
but,
now I gotta ask you a serious question. If you win this contest in Tupelo, are you gonna jerk your clothes off and run around naked?
I can tell you, if we get grand champion, there is probably a 95% chance that somebody's going streaking. That's what I'm talking about. That's what Randy's yelling at me. Let's go streaking. So, you know, hey, you know, there may be a good chance, you know. So it depends on how many folks are still here and how many cops are running around. So, But I tell you what, you don't want to get arrested on the air again. Right. I tell you what, though, if that happens, I will film that, and you will get to, I'll send it to, Barbecue Superstars, and you can put it on the air.
Well, I know
you're
excited.
I tell you what, this is a loaded contest this year. It was last year, but man, I tell you what, there's some big names here and some big folks, and we're just proud to be here, and we're ready to get back into the swing of things. We did a little IBCA cook a couple weeks ago down in Bossier City, and It just wasn't the same as a good old KCBS, so we're ready to get fired up and get back into it. Of course, Randy's got his crazy music blaring, so you know I can't hear real well. So, but anyway, here let me get you to Randy, and he'll probably cuss or something here, Daryl. Hang on just a second.
Hey man, I think your partner went out to hook up some hookers over behind the back nine here in Tupelo. You had to pay double, though. I was trying to negotiate it down.
Oh!
He had to pay him double. Because, you know, I ain't going on into all the whatnots and other assorted, unfortunate visuals that your viewing audience is having to put in their head tonight. But suffice it to say, be glad you're on the radio. No, we're not having no fun. At all. What y'all doing now? What y'all talking about?
Well, you know, we're just trying to make sure you keep your clothes on, you know.
I'm a clothing challenged if we win a GC, you know. Andy's Jack Call, you know, for the Riz, Merit, and a Moonin'.
It didn't merit a whole, you know, naked runabout. It didn't, a merit runabout, you know, a naked runabout to Jack would have been mighty cold. In fact, we'd probably been mistaken for many a fat woman.
Yeah, it took me 2-3 days,
but
I did.
Yeah.
I was
kind of busy
on the way. I've got.
Let me
talk to Chris just for a minute.
All right. Hey, Chris, put your clothes on.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll come back to you in a while.
All right, we'll see you in a while. Thank you. You got it.
That's what I'm saying, Big D. It's, we're just having a big time here. We're giving
hey,
everybody
Chris,
a good
now,
show tonight. Yep.
You might have to call back in. Let me punch this button and call right back in, okay? Oh, wait,
all right,
but let's see
call.
If you have to. Let's
okay,
see
all
if
right.
you have to. If you get cut off,
right.
call back in.
Okay.